feel like the Lord wants to do a mighty work this morning in our midst. I'm so thankful for the presence of the Lord and what He's doing in our midst. And I'm excited about what God is going to do with this group of people here in this body. And this morning He said that if we will listen to His Word, if we will hearken unto His voice, He shall satisfy the longings of our heart. And I know this morning there are people in our midst that desire God to do a mighty work in their hearts. There are those that are depressed. Satan is coming against you. There are those that have marriage problems. There are those that are just wishing that they could be closer to God. This morning the Lord said, if we will listen to His voice, if we will listen to His words it's brought forth, then He will satisfy the longings in our very hearts. He will meet the desires of our hearts. This morning, this message has meant a lot to me. I learned it on the job, and it's something that has become very precious to my very own life, and I want to share it with you this morning. The title of the message is Purification Leads to Perfection. Purification leads to perfection. I'm going to draw analogies from refining of lead to kind of bring over what I'm trying to say to you this morning, that in the end result, we shall come forth pure, perfect, spotless, without any impurities. We shall be just what the Lord wants us to be. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48, verses 9 and 10. For my name's sake will I defer my anger or hold back my anger. For my praise will I refrain from thee that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. This morning I want you to know that we are going through a time of refining in our lives. God is beginning to do a work in our lives that brings us to a place in the future where we shall be perfect. God is beginning to do things right now in our midst that in the end result will bring us to perfection. But I want to bring analogies this morning from the job that I used to have about the way we refine lead and what happens in the end result and the very things that come out of that lead apply to you and I this morning. First of all, as we begin to refine a kettle of lead, first we put huge blocks, about 4,000 pound blocks, into this kettle. Then the refiner goes and he begins to heat up this kettle that the lead might begin to melt, that it might be ready to refine in a few hours. Then as that lead begins to melt, as it begins to go from being solid into a liquid, it begins to come into a state where a refiner can begin to do something with it. Now this morning I want you to know that already we have been melted. Already we are in the pot. And already we are in that molten stage. We don't have to wait for a long period of time for us to get ready for a certain purification plan to take place. But we're already in the pot, you might say. Then in about 2 or 3 hours after the lead is completely melted, the refiner checks the temperature of that kettle to make sure that it's the right temperature. You see, different temperatures in smolting lead brings out different alloys. So therefore, whenever you're refining this kettle of lead, you want to be sure that you've got the right temperature because you don't want to bring something out that might not want to come out, you see, that you might not want out of there. So therefore, you make sure the temperature is just right. And so is the Lord when He begins to look upon you and I this morning. He sees every need in our lives. He sees where we're at in that pot. And He knows right where to bring us. He knows the temperature to set our lives at. He knows the place to bring us that He might begin to bring out those impurities in our lives that we might someday be pure. You see, God knows. He is the refiner. He knows where we're at this morning. As the refiner then looks at this kettle of lead, it forms a crust over the top of it. But underneath, it's molten because the crust is impurities that have come to the top and they have become hardened. But the refiner knows that underneath, that this lead is molten, that it's ready to begin the refining process. And so this morning there's some here that have a crust over the top of them. They think, oh, if only I could see the glory of the Lord. But brethren, this morning, God knows what's underneath that crust. God knows what takes place underneath that crust that's on that kettle. So then the refiner takes a big mixer, and he doesn't let that crust bother him at all. He just sets it right through it. And this morning, as God looks upon you and I, that mixer would represent the Holy Spirit. And the Lord would just begin to set the Holy Spirit right through that crust and begin to pierce your very heart. And then you know what happens? The refiner turns that mixer on. And underneath, as that lead begins to turn, it creates a vortex. And pretty soon that crust that's on top begins to fall under. You see, as God puts His Holy Spirit within our lives, as He turns it on, as we begin to be stirred by the Holy Spirit, that outward appearance, that outward crust begins to break. And it goes into the vortex, which represents the heart of man. And it goes in and begins to stir. And then those impurities, because of the agitation of the lead, begin to come to the top as fine powder. This morning, God is agitating our lives, as it were. He has us in the pot mixing us. And at 750 degrees, He's bringing out the small, petty sins of our lives. And they're coming to the top that they might be drossed away. Amen. This morning, beloved, listen to what I say. God desires a pure, perfect people. And He will do the work if we will submit unto Him. So then, here it is. It's agitating, and the impurities are coming to the top. Now then, it's a mushy-looking material. It's very wet-looking. So the refiner will go and get a piece of ordinary tar that you put on a roof, and he'll throw it right into the vortex. You know what happens? That yucky, mushy stuff becomes dry. Just completely dry, like dirt. And it comes to the top. I submit to you this morning that piece of tar represents the Word of God. And as we throw it into the heart of man and let the Holy Spirit agitate it into our lives, those impurities become yucky to us and they come to the top that we might draw some off. And then as that dries up as it does, the refiner will put a drossing pot right by the kettle and he'll begin to skim it off. And you know what's underneath? Sparkling lead. Pure sparkling lead. But not pure yet. There's still stages it has to go through. So the refiner drosses all of the impurities off of that kettle. You know why? Because if you don't, when you go on to your next treatment, that very thing that came out first will melt back in. So it's very important that the refiner take every bit of it off. And then not only does he take it off, he takes a scraper and he scrapes all the way around the edge of the kettle to make sure there's nothing clinging to the edge of the kettle that would melt back in after he heats it up for another treatment. And so this morning, as we come before the Lord and we bow before Him, we say, Lord, I have this sin in my life. And as He brings it to the top and we begin to dross it off, we need to get it all out of our lives. That as we go on, it doesn't interfere with us anymore. We need to make sure that the inner man is scraped clean. That as time goes on and as God begins to use us, it doesn't melt back into our lives. You see, God wants a pure people. And this morning I submit that if we will let Him refine us as pure gold, we shall come forth a perfect and a righteous people. So then, after all this is done, the dross has been taken off, the edge is scraped, the refiner takes a sample. And it's a small sample. And he takes it and he runs to the lab with it. Well, he walks to the lab with it. And then the lab techs take it and they lay it down so that it's smooth. And then they put it on a computerized spectrograph, okay? Then they do a little typing and punch some buttons. And then the alloys begin to show up what's in that kettle of lead. Now then, if the D-nickel, which is the first step, or the dry dross, which is the first step, is to remove some of the different alloys, nickel, copper, so forth. If it is good, it'll show up on that spectrograph as being, you know, a certain number in spec. And if it's good, then you go on to the next treatment. There's nothing holding you back from going on to the next treatment. But if for some reason the impurity is still in the lead, you have to do it all over again. And this morning, as the Lord looks down upon you and I, He would desire that every treatment be done right the first time. And as He begins to work with our lives, He desires that we give ourselves and say, "Yes, Lord," and that He can take these impurities out and not have to do it again. It seems like it's so much harder the second time. It's so much harder to do the same thing you did the first time, the second time. And I've known in the past that people that have come to the Lord and they've backslid, they've said, "Oh, it was hard to come back. It was hard to give myself to the Lord once again." And as this goes over and over and over, pretty soon you find that they're not with us anymore. So this morning, beloved, let the Lord refine you the first time. Let the Lord's Word purge you the first time, that you may come forth as pure before the Lord. Then the next step, we heated up to about 750 degrees to do a denickel. And that is, of course, to remove the nickel and the lead. So then we heat it up, we start agitating it again, and pretty soon this ugly black dross comes to the top. You know what black represents, don't you? Sin. Although that lead looked pure on the top after the dry dross, we started another treatment and pure black dross came to the top. Impurities, which represents sin. This morning, when you come and you give your hearts to the Lord, we've just begun. We've just started when we give our lives to the Lord. 10, 15, 20 years from that time, we're still being refined in the Lord's smelting pot. And as we stand before the Lord this morning, He desires that we not stop. But as He continually refines us, that we continually be ready to go on to the next step and not feel like we're being stepped on or being discriminated against, but know that God is getting us ready for that great out-translation of the church. So then, again, the refiner does the same procedure. He throws the tar into the vortex that it might dry up this ugly stuff, that it might be able to be drossed off, that again the pure lead can show. And this morning, there's many of us that are in the stage of the denickel. And we're saying, "Lord, if only I could see what You desire for me in my life. If only I could feel what You desire for me to do in the days to come." Well, brethren, I know one thing for sure, that God desires us to be willing to be purified in His hands. And then as we are continually being purified, as we continually are being made to be pure like Him, He will begin to use us. 4 years ago when I came to this place, I didn't know what God wanted me to do. But I know for a fact right now that God wants me to be His bride. If nothing else, God wants me to be His bride. And with that in mind, that's a full-time job to get ready to be His bride. So this morning, beloved, let us look at our lives as a time of purification before the Lord. You know, when you hear the end result of what this lead is like, you're going to be excited when the rapture comes, because you're going to know that you've been made pure before the Lord and that God Himself has made it possible that you can be pure before Him. Hallelujah. So then, once again, the refiner takes a sample and he runs up to the lab with it. And the lab tech says, "Okay, the nickel is out. You're in spec. Go ahead for the oxide." Now then, the oxide treatment is to remove antimony in the lead. Antimony is what makes lead hard. Pure lead is very soft. But if you have antimony in the lead, it makes it very hard. Now then, I think you're going to know what I'm going to be talking about right now. Antimony makes the heart hard. Sin in our lives makes us hard against the Lord. You know, if we stay away from services for a month or 2 months, pretty soon we find ourselves becoming hard-hearted. We find that just missing another service is just all right. And then we find ourselves begin to slip away. But I want you to know that God desires to heat us up for this oxide treatment, that the antimony can be removed, that our hearts can be soft before the Lord, that we can be humbled before Him. So, the lab techs say heat the kettle up to 1100 degrees. Now then, this is the hottest temperature a treatment is done for this particular kind of lead, 1100 degrees. Now then, as we grow in the Lord, first of all, we start out with little babes. And it's not really so bad. You know, the Lord provides us with a lot of good things, and to give up the petty sins is not really that hard. And then time goes on and we begin to grow in the Lord. And pretty soon we see God to begin to deal with certain areas in our lives that we've had hidden for so long. And then the Lord begins to touch those areas and say, I want them out of there. And we say, but Lord, I can't give this up. It's too hard. But the Lord says, in order for you to be ready for the out translation, this must go. So He begins to heat us up to a certain temperature, a hot temperature, that we might be ready to go through affliction if it takes it. If we won't let the Word purge us, then other things will. But He begins to heat us up to 1,100 degrees, this kettle of lead. And we turn the agitator on. And you know, to my amazement, when I first started this job, you know what comes up? To me, it's a beautiful color dross. It's kind of a gold color, golden yellow. Really, it's really beautiful when you look at it, when you just sit back and you look at the texture of that dross. Of course, when you have to dross that off of the kettle at 1,100 degrees, it's not so beautiful. It's pretty hot. But I want you to know that it just fits with what is in our lives so many times. We begin to let the Lord stir our lives, and the very thing that we've loved for so long begins to come to the top, and we say, oh, it hurts so much. Oh, it feels so bad for that very thing that I've loved to come to the top that I have to get rid of it. Now then, again, if the refiner does not take the dross off, it will melt back into the lead again. And once again, you have to heat it up. But beloved, this morning, if there's areas in our lives that have become lovers of ours, and you know that God desires for those things to be purged out, let it be so. Let God do the work in your life this morning that it has to become, this has to come out in order to go on to the next phase. And this is one thing that I've become so aware of in my job as I've worked there, that unless I be willing to let God do the work, then I won't be ready for the next stage. And the most important thing for me this morning is to make the bride of Christ. And I know that I'm going to have to be purged before the Lord to do that very thing. So, if the kettle is at the right temperature, and if the refiner knows just what he's doing, about maybe 3 or 4 hours, he can remove the antimony in a kettle of lead, depending on how high the antimony is. And this morning, I want you to know that the Lord sees every heart that's here. And He sees the petty things and the things that are so deep that we think we can never get rid of. And He's saying, if you'll just put your life into My hands and let Me be the refiner of your life, I'll remove those things and they won't hurt. Matter of fact, I'll replace them with My love. You know, it's so amazing. I wish the body of Christ so many times were like the kettle of lead. When I was a refiner, I had complete authority over that kettle. I could do anything I wanted to with it. I could heat it up to 2,000. I could cool it to where it was frozen solid. I could do anything with it because it was in my hands. Because I had the right, the authority to adjust the temperature, to bring out just what I wanted to bring out, to add to what I wanted to add. And this morning, as God looks upon His people, He's saying, oh, that You would let Me be the ruler of your life. This morning, my desire is to see the body of Christ go on into perfection. Go on to be the bride of Christ that God desires us to be. So then, the oxide is completed. The dross has been taken off. And once again, you see the beautiful lead. Now then, I submit to you this morning, when we get to that stage, when we get to that stage in our lives, the man-child is just about ready to be born. When we get to that place where the hardest things in our lives have been taken care of, and we're completely submitted to God, and we're on our face before Him, brokenhearted and humbled before Him, the man-child will be just about ready to be born. Because you see, the hardest things are out of the way now. There's nothing holding us back from the full presence of the Lord. There's nothing holding us back from the glory of God that He desires to manifest in our midst. The petty things have been taken care of, and also the hardest thing has been out of the way. Now then, you go up to the lab once again with the sample, and they take the sample and they put it on this computer, and it comes up, and there's just a few traces of impurities in the lead yet. But they say, well, it's all right, because we'll do one more small treatment, and it'll be ready. So what they have us do, the lead that you refine is in a certain pot, and then when you cast this lead, you put it into another pot, because you never cast out of the same pot that you blend in. simply because just in case there might be some impurities left in that kettle on the sides that it wouldn't melt back into the lead while you're casting it. So what they do, we pump that lead into a clean kettle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, when we get to that place in God, just before the out-translation of the church, 3.5 years of ministry, the Lord's going to say, well, now, let's just change this group of people. Let's just put some power and anointing and glory upon this people. Let's just transform these people just a little bit, and we're going to see that we're a whole changed people in a whole different realm of what God has called us to do. We're no longer struggling under the flesh, no longer bound by what Satan wants to do to us, but we're beginning to see the power and the freedom in God. So what happens? He transforms us. He changes us, and we're a whole new creature in the Lord. Not raptured yet, but almost. You see, we're being purified before the Lord. So, we're in this kettle. Now what happens? They call it a caustic cleanup. And what you do, you take caustic soda, you heat it up to about 900 degrees, and it's already sparkling and pure, but you heat it up to about 900 degrees, and you throw a couple of shovels of caustic soda into the vortex, and then it just takes out any traces of impurities in the lead, and it's completely ready to cast at that time. And as I stood there, I'm not kidding you, as I stood there working those kettles, and as I saw those treatments from the very beginning to the end, the Lord just began to bomb messages into my heart about purification before the Lord. God is calling a pure people this morning. So then, here we go. The kettle of lead, ready to cast. Take another sample and you run up. And I always like to call this the 3.5 years ministry of the man-child in this casting kettle just before it was ready to cast. And you get it ready. You have to put a pump in and get the casting machine all heated up and a few things like that. I want you to know that when the Lord gets ready to out-translate the church, there's not going to be any heating up the molds or getting the kettle ready to cast. It's just going to be right now. Hallelujah. I'm glad we're not bound by what man has to do on the earth, but God, when He's ready, He'll snatch us away. So anyway, we take the final samples. This time you take 2 discs and 2 bar samples, and they do what they call a wet test on these samples to make sure that the computer, just in case the computer might be wrong, it would show up in these wet tests. You see, we do it frontwards and backwards to make sure that when that lead comes out of the end of the casting machine, it's pure and just what the customer ordered. So, here they are. They take these samples and they run them and you're waiting, you know, in the office for the okay to cast. And then the time comes, the lab tech comes out and he says, all right, you can go ahead and cast. And instantly the caster turns on the pump and the wheel begins to go and the lead begins to pour into the molds. And oh, when I look at that, I see the bride of Christ being out-translated. I see us coming from the very stages of impurity to divine perfection in the Lord Jesus Christ. I see the impurities of our lives as a person and as a body being taken out. And you know the thing that amazes me most is that when these ingots of lead are coming out of this machine, if you took 4 or 5 of them and sat them down, one beside another, you couldn't tell which one came out first. They all look the same. They all have the same texture. They all have the same lot number. They all have the same spec number on them, what they are, whether it be West lead 6% or whatever, they have that on them. They're all the same. And you know what that means? You know what that means, brethren? When the trump of God shall sound, we shall be translated, out-translated in the twinkling of an eye, and we shall be like Him. We shall be like one another. We shall be the same. We shall be perfect before the Lord. And this morning, as I stand before you, I feel the power of God upon me so much. I want you to grasp what I'm saying this morning. This is just not a message. But it's life to those that are discouraged, life to those that are bound, because God wants to refine your life. Not you don't have to, but God wants to. And the end result is purification, perfection before the Lord. So this morning, I must say that God has been good to us here, but He's not finished yet. He's going to carry us on until we're completely pure in Him, completely purified in the Lord. And I want you to know that as those ingots come out that machine, there's something that the refiner can be proud of. Not because it's just lead or, you know, a job, but myself, when I was able to do that, I felt like I was achieving something. I felt like that the effort that I had put into that work had become something that was worth, you know, looking at, being appreciative of it, because I was able to do that. And I want you to know that on the day of the rapture, the Lord is going to be proud of what He sees. The Lord is going to be very proud of what He sees. And this morning, it's my heart's desire to just say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Do with my life whatever you want to do. I'm yours. And in closing, there's a verse in 1 John 3. And it says that every man that hath this hope, what hope? Hope of the out translation, the rapture. Every man that hath this hope does what? Purifies himself. Why? Because he who purifies us is pure. He who purifies us is pure. And this morning it's God's desire that we be like Him. Paul said, oh, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. And this morning, as we stand as a body of Christ, knowing that God loves you and I, as we stand here, as we sit here this morning, He desires for you and I to be like Him. And this morning, there's one area on my heart as somebody comes to the piano. I just want to, one area I want to call. And then I'm going to turn it over to Jack, and he may have something he wants to share. But I feel this morning there are those here that don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And the things that I've talked about this morning, you can't really relate to them because you're not in that pot yet. You're still just a chunk of lead out here, not refined yet, not even begin the stage. And this morning, the Spirit of the Lord has dropped that mixer into your heart. And He's begun to turn it. And you begin to feel the drawing of the Holy Spirit in your life. And you're saying, oh, that I might know Jesus. Oh, that I might know His love and His mercy. Oh, that I might be able to get out of this bondage and turmoil that I'm in. This morning, Jesus loves you. This morning, God wants to transform your life. He wants for you just to jump into that vat of lead, as it were, and to begin the procedures just with us. And this morning, if you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I just want you to raise your hand and say, yes, I would like to know this one that you've talked about this morning. I would like to be able to be a part of that out-translation of the church. I want to become a born-again, Spirit-filled Christian. I want to be like Jesus. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, I want you to raise your hand, acknowledging and saying, yes, I want to know Jesus. Right now, if there's anybody here that wants to know Jesus, I feel on my heart this morning there are some here that are longing for peace that passeth all understanding. And Jesus is the answer. If you're here, I'm not going to hold very long, but if you're here and you want to know Jesus, just raise your hand real quick. Is there anybody? This morning the Lord also said that if we would hearken to His words, He would deliver us. And this message applies to me too. You know, every time I go to work and as I supervise over the men down there now and as I watch them, boy, oh boy, how it hits my heart. Lord, to be like You. To be like You, Jesus, it's what I want to be. If you will, for a moment, just bow your head. I just want to ask the Lord's blessing upon this word this morning that it'll be submitted in your lives, and I'm going to turn it over to Jack. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you this morning. And Jesus, we desire to be like you. And Jesus, we desire to be what you want us to be. And Lord, I pray this morning that you'll take this message and cement it in our hearts, O God. Lord, that when you bring these impurities to the top in our lives, that we'll draw some off, that we'll get them taken care of. And Lord, we'll make sure that they don't get back into our lives, but we'll go on in you. Jesus, bless your people this morning. Lord Jesus, let your anointing rest upon them. Lord, let your power and your anointing be theirs, O God. Lord, take us on into perfection in you. Jesus, we desire to know you. Lord, we desire to know your heart and your mind. We commit ourselves anew, afresh to you this morning. Jesus, that we may be that bride, that precious bride you desire us to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for those that are in bondage this morning. Free them, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, just have your way in the remainder of this service. And Lord, let us know that you do love us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity to know your word in your heart, O God. In Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. Maybe if music ministry will take the platform and then Jack, whatever you want to do.
As music ministry comes forward, I'd just like to have them come softly in the background. We could have every head bowed. See, there's one difference between that lead and ourselves. That is that the lead has no choice but to be refined and to be made pure. It can't get up out of that pot. It's completely subject to the great smelter. But that's not so with our lives. God has given us a will. And with that will, we have the power within ourselves to say, "No, Lord, I just can't bear it. I just don't think that I want to go through that melting pot. I don't think I want to go on to that next stage, that next step, so that those additional impurities can be pulled off. I'm not sure whether I like that." And so there are people that, because of these thoughts in their hearts, even though perhaps they love the Lord, perhaps some of them have grown perhaps cold and allowed the temperature under that kettle to even go below the melting point, perhaps have backslidden in their own hearts. Perhaps they don't even know the Lord the way that they knew that they once knew the Lord. And they know that there's something wrong. They know that they must get back. But there's a place that the Lord wants to have them, that up to this point, maybe they've been unwilling. But they know that this is a step that they must take, that the consequences are great. There's an eternal life at stake. But if you realize, if you're one of those that realize this morning the areas of dross to be removed from your lives, and that you've been resisting God, you've been resisting Him and not allowing Him to work in these areas, you've not really been yielded, not like you know you should, I think the Lord has brought this message today to just make very crystal sure and clear in your mind the kind of a work that He's interested in doing. And He wants us to be yielded. And I think that He would bring us to a point this morning of decision to make these commitments, to allow the next step of processing, to allow those impurities which have not yet been drawn off to be finally extracted, that we can go on. He wants us to stop resisting Him. He wants us to be yielded, even as the lead is yielded to the smelter and resisteth not. I think there are those that know that this morning that you're in that place. With all heads bowed, I'd like to ask, if you realize this morning you felt the heart of God speaking to you, you know the Lord perhaps, but you know that there are areas of resistance in your life to being refined and to being made into that perfect state that Jesus would have you to be, and that things have not been moving along in your life because of that, I'd just like to have you just to slip your hand up wherever you are. Praise God. I think that the Lord is calling us this morning to make decisions, just to yield those areas to Him. And I would like to ask those that have raised their hands if they feel that there's just got to be a change. They just can't continue to go on this way, but they've got to yield, and they feel the tender Spirit of God moving upon them right now to make that commitment to go on to the next step, to yield to that next place of purification, regardless of what it is. You just slip out of your seat, perhaps, and come down to the altar to do business with God. Confess those areas of your life and say, Lord, I'm just tired of resisting. I know I've been fighting you. I know that that's not what you want for me, Lord, and I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired of these areas in my life. I want to do something about it. I want to do something about it tonight, this morning, right now. I want it to change. I want it to be different. I want to see that pure, shiny lead, that pure metal, when all the dross is drawn off at the top, I want to see and know the results of that good work that you've done. And yes, even if there are those that have backslidden, and you know that you've wanted in your heart, perhaps, to even get out of that melting pot, but you know that there's no other way. You're not satisfied with the results of the life that you've lived, being apart from the Lord and His being able to work in your life, being able to order your life, being able to give you that abundant life in the Scriptures He says that He has for you. I'd ask you to come down at this time. If there are any backsliders, you know that God has been moving, has been reaching out to you in a special way. Are there any backsliders? I would just like to have you raise your hand right now. You know that God would do a special work in your heart right now if you'll just trust Him and believe Him right now at this very hour. Even though you don't know all of the things to come in the future, you do know the One who holds the future. And you just want to turn your life back to Him right now. Is there one? This is the last call. God's doing business with people here at the altars right now.
There are two or three marriages here this morning that are in such a critical place that if you do not allow yourself to be softened by the heart of God this morning, your marriage is going to break up. And in at least one case, if you do not allow the Lord to heal your marriage, you or your mate are going to lose your eternal soul. And so I would encourage very strongly those two or three that have come to an absolute impasse in their marriage to come forth, because I know the Lord is here to minister to you this morning. And I know that if you'll be willing to allow Him to touch you, that you will find the strength that you need in order to be willing to be mended and to be melted together again with your mate.
If those that were called out for those marriages could... If you just are desperate, you know that the Lord must do a work. I'd ask you to come down to the front pew on the right, my right here in the front. There will be those that will clear the way, and there'll be those that will specially minister to you right now for that special touch of God for this very hour for your life. That was calling you out, just slip out of where you are and just come down to this front pew right here on my right. Just kneel right there. And let's do business with God this very moment. We're going to dismiss the service. Each of the rest of you are invited to the prayer rooms, because regardless of what degree, each one of us is in the melting pot of God. God has a work to do. And we should never regard ourselves as having arrived at that place, and I know that God would want to stir and to commit this message to your heart, that He might give you the courage and the vision to go on to the very next steps that He has ahead for us. For we're all in a process. So you're dismissed to the prayer rooms now. Let's really do business with God this morning. We'll see you tonight for the service. There'll be a service tonight. Also for New Year's Eve, let's plan to see what God will do. You're dismissed to the prayer rooms right now. God bless you. Music ministry will continue to sing.